This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
G'day and welcome to Shoutopedia. On the Today Show, we'll be discussing about Christchurch attacks on fire emergency New Zealand, a misgovernance in defense. All coming up for my show for today. Right now, I'll be playing. What does Hootie Fruity Podcast say on?
Eu sei que tu gosta da fruta, fruta
on,
mas esta é diferente.
Hootie
Fruity. Fells Hootie Fruity by Casso on Shoutopedia on Shoutopedia on Arrow FM. Chris Luxon
Kazakhstan has Tango National wants to develop a new policy aimed to fight off Emergency News and he and herself in because such a technical organization leadership and spending. Caucus of the most came at well known National Party Papa Media and Avalon yesterday. At a Labour leader, Chris Hipkins, we were taking a very heavy media presence at the week of report this contact with a National Watch community deluxe and surviving the confidence site in an urgent caucus meeting last Wednesday. And a bishop who has been flooded as a possible leadership contender presented it at the United Front last night and said, "I was flooding on each other. Bishop gave Lux to Gutter Trushin, who tried to make a difference for his country. And Lux's faith had been bought off the message amid geopolitical instability, Trump's terrorist wars in the Middle East and Ukraine, and domestic issues like severe weather, post COVID inflation." When his just speech ended, Lux's optimism and just us with a harsh reality, so he's still doing it tough. A woman told Herald had been later Katrina's bishop. She has quit specialist nursing after 16 years because of the workforce pressures and closing staffing and resourcing, so sure she's released a husk of a woman once she was. "I don't want to fight to look after people anymore," she said. Studio logo, he believed Luxon deserved an opportunity to get things right, was received for his son, who got a master's degree, who couldn't get a job in New Zealand and to Spain. Over more Walker Labs, his daughter, Marine Barches, was struggling to pay a job, paying more than a living wage. A firefighter, isolation amid ongoing international veteran strikes over issues including pay, equipment, staffing and workplace health and safety. Bishop said fire emergency was a shocker at SS management. They better know what they own. He said he'd been pushing fire emergency in a message charge book for answers about her place in her city fire station. I get quite a response, he said. Fire emergency governor, so manager has no idea what they're doing and the house is, if the house has been left out. I'm very sorry about it. I am pushing it out because we need to do a new fire search event. I'm sick of being told we are working on the business, blah, blah, blah. It's all just blah, blah, blah. Looks like fire emergency has a sufficient review, but had done dumb things with his money. On this, let me say a few things. You've got a management team with huge amount of revenue and corporate levies off commercial buildings and plenty of money and done dumb things with it. Such as hang fire. Because we're also thinking very clearly about friends, a number of ideas. We're working on something and I hope we're able to talk about it as our policy. Fire emergency said the corner provide comment by deadline. Right, I'm going to play. Right, I'm going to play Jesus by Trace Van.
just stays perpetually tired. Share house, a housemate's her best friend. Sometimes they might share her boyfriend. Hell yeah. Mood boards, a future, it looks good. She's done looking back, she's only looking in. Hell. Pretty, funny, can fight. She always knew she had something special in inside. She takes down an incel on the internet when she needs just a little unwind.
Whoops. Five shares of his five choice of Arnold Jadapedia on Arrow FM. A new poll by the National Party down 2 points and out of government unless it does a deal with the opposition party, which leader Chris Luxon has ruled out. A Taiwan News corporate poll of Tone by the Herald show national that on 29% down 2 points last night's poll. I bought 3 points up 3 points. Did the Chamberlain start of 2 polling for the Labour Party, both Barber's Pulp produced for corporate clients. New South Wales was on 30% up 1 point in the green, school aid down 1 point, well below its 13% peak of 2 months ago. At the Nova Centre, we were steady on 7% and 5% refs respectively, and TPMA polled at 3%. The opposite, Westmoreland's water parliamentary opposition to position to form a government if they didn't deal with the opportunity. The primary was August 1st, 11th, and its margin year of 3.1%. Labour in the Crossickers was up 1 point in the preferred primary 6 to 23%, overtaking Luxon, who is steady on 22%. The last poll had Luxon on 22% and Hickers on 21%, the latest fair multi research poll of polls, which does not include this poll. Such as the college were never able to form a government. Names. From our show, initial poll in 30.21, our point ahead of Labour on 29.2%. New Zealand first ahead 12.4%, Greens on 2.9%, it was estimated to be on 7.1%, the opposition was close to home on 6.9%. Yep. Looks like
poll, National down and out of government in New Talbot Mills poll. A new poll has the National Party down 2 points and out of government, unless it does a deal with the Opportunity Party, which leader Christopher Luxon has ruled out. A Talbot Mills corporate poll for August obtained by the Herald showed National on 29%, down 2 points on last month's poll. Labour was on 34%, up 1 point. Talbot Mills does internal polling for the Labour Party, but this poll was produced for corporate clients. New Zealand First was on 13%, up 1 point, and the Greens scored 8%, down 1 point, and well below its 13% peak of 2 months ago. Acton Opportunity were steady on 7% and 5% respectively, while Te Pāti Māori polled 3%. Those numbers would have the parliamentary opposition in a position to form a government if they did a deal with Opportunity. The polling period was August 1st to 11th and has a margin of error of 3.1%. Labor leader Chris Hipkins was up 1 point in the preferred Prime Minister stakes to 23%, overtaking Luxon, who was steady on 22%. The last poll had Luxon on 22% and Hipkins on 21%. The latest Harold Motu research poll of polls, which does not include this poll, suggested the coalition would narrowly be able to form a government. The model showed national polling 30.2%, 1 point ahead of Labour on 29.2%, NZ First had 12.4%, the Greens 10.9%, ACT was estimated to be on 7.1%, and Opportunity was close behind on 6.9%.
Wow. This is going to be actually be a close election where we'll hope optimistic for Luxon or not Hipkins. I better hope for optimistic for Luxon and not Hipkins right now. I'm gonna play. I'm gonna play Godzilla by Korn. Oops, I think I couldn't get that played. Here you go.
No.
First number two is by Ozzy Osbourne, being followed up by God for Life by Korn on Jadapedia on Arrow Evening. But here of the major secessionist party in the Canadian province of Quebec promised not to hold a referendum on independence until the United States President Donald Trump has left office. Parwa Quebecois leader Paul St. Pierre Plamondon said on Tuesday a debate over issue court on the coming once Trump no longer for president and must not be hijacked by upheavals of America bothers nor by the outbursts of unpredictable president nor by the fear of campaigns. St. Pierre Plamondon said this is unpredictability of American administration will harm our processes. While for quite a debate our future as a nation, Quebec must hold its next provincial election by October 5th and in part while Quebec is hoping to make gains at a box. Paths currently such as Paul too many. I don't want it. And Parwa Quebec was his pulse gun. Paul Scott such as its leader provinces Liberal Party in the coalition over Quebec, which has the greatest number of seats in Quebec's National Assembly. Xavier Plamondon of him that he tended in second advance referendum short his party win this year. Such a he said will like to in the 14th of the Trump's second term concludes in February 2029. Trump's reported for the controversial opinions about Tina Country in the 51st state and used tariffs on Canadian goods as leverage to fund policy demands. Negotiations Tuesday are ongoing as Canadian federal secret heat of Trump's latest tariffs, Fred, which plays 50% import taxes and a range of goods start in a minute on Wednesday. Brain friction between US and Canada has based secessionist moves and places like Alberta, Quebec in a difficult position. Translation has sparked a surge in Canadian nationalism and says an expressed anger at US policy. It's been 6 decades the US may encourage our secessionist efforts like provinces like Alberta, where Premier Danielle Smith holds significant sway. While residents of Quebec have long pushed for greater sovereignty, you could say the economic benefits Smith maintaining a uniform of Canada may come more apparent to the two brands unleashed by the US. No one to people. Mm-hmm. Support for independent equipment maintains around 50%. In fact, the PEQ is a hidden boss, not a sign of port of independence. It's increasing, he added. Wow. Looks like Quebec's going to have an unstable period right now. Rhino, I'm going to play. Bye, it's about handling.
All the girls who want to attack their lover. Bass boy standing there at the back. You better check yourself while you're standing around. Cause if you ain't moving, then get the fuck out. All the girls who wanna attack their lover. Bass boy standing there at the back. You better check yourself while you're standing around. Cause if you ain't moving, then get the fuck out. 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 Get the fuck out.
Rao for top. What I gotta tell you for top 10 sports star in Britain, but popular in overseas. Top 10 sports star in Britain. I got formalised in England in 1963. OCS popularity. For most played and watched sport globally with massive professional leagues across Europe, Americas and Asia. Cricket developed 16th century England. OCS popularity. Massive religion. Like following in India, Pakistan, and the West Indies. Rugby union and league created in England in the 19th century. OCS popularity higher popular in New Zealand, South Africa, France and Australia. Golf, Oregon, Marble was qualified in 15th century Scotland. OCS popularity. Play globally with massive professional circus and parts of Australia, North America, Asia, and Australasia. Well, in terms of Oregon, my test was standardized in Birmingham, England in 1870s. OCS popularity of Premier League was seen sport play competitively in every continent. Field hockey qualified 9th century England, extremely popular and played a level across Europe, Asia and parts of South America. Badminton, a far from older Danes qualified British military officers in Pune, India in the 19th century. Overseas popularity for Paris for such fashion across East and Southeast Asia. Table tennis, ping pong. Invented as a Victorian parallel game in England during the 1880s. Overseas popularity, massive competitive recreation following particularly in dominant in China. Boxing Queensland rules. Oregon Mount Glass rules were drafted in Britain in 1867. Overseas popularity of major international combat sport with huge bases in North America, Mexico and Japan. February horse racing. Oregon Modern organized racing started under world partners in 17th and 18th century Britain. OCS priority who's international bidding and racing course in Australia like the Melbourne Cup, Hong Kong and the US. Deja is a curse that water power was defeated in England and Scotland in the 19th century. Now vastly more popular overseas, especially in Southern and Eastern Europe, while its presence in Great Britain faded significantly. In fact, water power presents one of the most dramatic sports and was just as dominant as any British born sport. First sport began in ACDS as high as aggressive childhood pastime. Played in rivers race across England and Scotland, ultra feeders, quarter football or water rugby. Early tactics involved physically wrestling opponents underwater to move the ball. Scottish quarters pioneered when what Wellison tribes at our official rule book in 1877 should have focused the brute force of two swimming skill in passing. In 1900, water polo was begun with various teams who were added to the Olympic Games. Great Britain was completely dominated in the early era, winning the gold medal four of her last five Olympic tournaments in 1900, 1908, 1912 and 1920. A shift to overseas dominance. Despite an inferior sport, Great Britain hasn't won an Olympic medal in water polo since 1920. Part of the entire two other regions were heavily invested in the game. Water polo is a major professional sport and with mainstream media coverage in Central and Southern Europe. Hungary is an undisputed king. King of a sport, having won 9 Olympic gold medals. Other global powerhouses include Serbia, Croatia, Italy, Spain, Montenegro, and Greece. The United States has massive popularity as a high school and collegiate varsity sport. Particularly in California, which fields the highly successful U.S. Olympic teams. Australia and maintains strong, consistent, full-profile, robust domestic academies and international squads. Why did it fade in Britain? While European nations build dedicated youth academies, professional national leagues, and interflexes specific to World Power, Great Britain's focus shifts away from it. First, sport track can be for funding and media attention, like major domestic squads like football, rugby, cricket, transforming water polo into minor and mostly amateur niche sport. Oh my god. Oh my god, you don't have to invent Britain, you don't have to sport for your finger to become a niche, rare sport. That is only popular in Central and Southern Europe. Right now, for fat of the day is... India is the world's largest democracy with 1.2 billion people. Right, I'm going to play Car Crash by IVM on Shadowpedia on Arrow FM.
Adrenaline, a high rush, baby, but I gave you something to steal. We were speeding eyes shut, baby, and our hearts were taking the lead. Adrenaline, a high rush, baby, but I gave you something to steal. Leaving me with whiplash, hitting one that almost tore me apart.
First card is over Sarah on Shadowpedia on Arrow FM. That's it for Shadowpedia. I'll see you next Wednesday for the Shadowpedia on Arrow FM.